And for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Phil Nee with a look at WRCO News. Not guilty was the verdict handed down in Richland County Circuit Court last night for David Harp, 63, of Baraboo. Harp was charged with second-degree reckless homicide in the death of Corby Neef, 54, of Partyville. Thursday began with Judge Lisa McDougall giving instruction to the jurors. She pointed out the lack of state's evidence due to clothing not being tested or preserved properly. She stated the state failed to preserve evidence. The defense requested evidence in June of 2023 and again in July of 2024. As of April of 2025, the defense had still not received the evidence in the case. The court ordered Richland County to turn evidence over by April 21st. The defense team did not receive the evidence until May 1st, and the trial began May 12th. At this point, the court was cleared due to a bat in the courtroom. Once the bat was retrieved, court resumed. The judge then repeated a portion of her instructions, and closing arguments began. Richland County District Attorney Jennifer Harper pointed out accessibility to the gun. She pointed out that David Harp said that the gun was unholstered and loaded in the console of his truck, but a holster was found in the door of the truck. Defense attorney Jessa Nicholson stated that the case should have been thrown out following testimony by the Richland County Sheriff's Department. She brought up the fact of the lack of reliable evidence. Although there were no usable fingerprints on the murder weapon, the trigger was never tested for prints. Also, while Marcia Neef's clothing was collected, it was never tested for any type of evidence. The console where the gun was kept was also not tested for prints or DNA, and although it was reported that all three were drinking heavily, no blood alcohol test was given. Again, jurors in Richland County found David Harp not guilty of second-degree reckless homicide in the death of Corby Neef. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says House Republicans are planning to cut Medicaid to pay for tax cuts. Baldwin and fellow Senate Democrats say the proposed cuts will harm Wisconsinites who need help the most. In a bill introduced this week, Republicans plan to enforce a working requirement to qualify for Medicaid, reduce the minimum staffing for nursing homes, and require more frequent financial screenings for patients receiving aid. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is launching a redesigned and streamlined website. The overhaul should provide veterans and their families with an improved experience that connects them with all state veteran benefits and services. Veterans Secretary James Bond says it's more than just a visual update and reflects months of collaboration with Wisconsin veterans and their advocates. The site features a streamlined design, simplified navigation, improved search functions, and mobile-friendly responsiveness. To see the updated site, head to wisvets.com. Grace will be hosting an outdoor running event. That is coming up tomorrow, Saturday, at the Killian Meyer Building, where registration will be taking place at that time. And it gets underway with the race, the first walk race, at 7:30. There will be a quarter-mile kids run, a one-mile fun run walk, a 5K fun run walk, and a 10K run. The different distances are to try to have something for all abilities. The one-mile fun run walk will include the Firefighters Challenge. The Firefighters Challenge will have teams of firefighters taking part with other runners and walkers. Each team will have three or more firefighters from the same department. Firefighters will be in turnout gear. Coat and pants are required. Helmet and air tank are optional. It's not too late to take part. Online registration can be completed at runsignup.com. You can also register at the Killian Meyer Building today from 4 until 6:30, or tomorrow morning during the morning sign-up from 6:30 until 7:30 prior to race time. The NASCAR Fans United Grace team is holding their quilt gala to raise money for Grace Saturday night at the Richland Center Community Center. This is the first year of the event, and a number of quilts donated to be auctioned has been tremendous. Lorna Maxwell is a member of the NASCAR Fans United Grace team and an organizer of the event.
last fall. I came on and asked for donations for our quilt gala and tried to explain, you know, what it was going to be. Because you can't make a quilt overnight, it takes time. And so in 7 months, it has been an awesome response to our request. We have 50 quilts or quilted items to sell on Saturday. And it's just mind-boggling that, you know, so many people were willing to donate their quilts or someone else's quilt to make this event what it's going to be.
There will be a wide variety of quilted items to bid on at the auction.
We have new made quilts, we have vintage quilts and table runners. We have donors that have purchased quilts and have donated them, purchased them at an auction or whatever in the past. People who've spent the last few months quilting like crazy, getting their quilt ready for the gala. It's just phenomenal.
Since the event is a gala, it gives those who attend the opportunity to have some fun dressing up.
We wanted this to be a very happy gay event, so we decided that we wanted people to dress up. Now, I don't want anyone to be intimidated by that. You know, it says suits and gowns, but just come in some fancy attire. I don't care if you wear tights and a tutu and a hat, whatever. Just dress up and be gay for this event, because that's what we want it to be.
Doors to the NASCAR Fans United Grace Team's Quilt Gala at the Richland Center Community Center will be open at 6 tomorrow night. The quilt auction will begin at 8. Tickets to attend are $10 per person and can be purchased in advance at the Shopping News, Christie Sunnyside, or at the door. All money raised will go to Grace. The Village of Muscadet is set to host its annual Morel Mushroom Festival starting tonight. Known as the Morel Mushroom Capital of Wisconsin, Muscadet's festival attracts mushroom enthusiasts and visitors from all across the region. The festivities kick off tonight with a car cruise starting at 4, an antique farm tractor pull starting at 5, and a Riverdale Summer League baseball tournament at JC Park. Tomorrow morning features a pancake breakfast at 7, half twisted, half knot, children's entertainment at 8, and a softball tournament at 9:30. The Riverdale Varsity Baseball Invitational will get underway later in the morning, starting at 11. The Kinshi Pedal Pulls will be held, and Fire Safety House Kids Zone will open. In the afternoon, the parade on Wisconsin Avenue will step off at 3, and following that, Native American hoop dancers will be performing at Mushroom Headquarters. Also throughout the day, there will be arts and crafts and various food vendors offering local delicacies. In the evening, the Muscadet Fire Department will have their annual steak feed starting at 4 at the firehouse, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk along the Wisconsin River. Sunday morning will be a cowboy church at 9:30. Cornhole tournament will be held, and the Muscadet Mudcats will play at 1. Throughout the weekend, attendees can also enjoy a variety of activities, such as bounce houses, a petting zoo, and food and beverage tastings. Fresh and fried morel mushrooms will be available for purchase, celebrating the seasonal delicacy at the Muscadet Mushroom Festival tonight through Sunday. For more information and more detail of events, you can visit the official festival website or the Village of Muscadet's page as well. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced 3,053,700 total non-farm jobs in the state, according to April of 2023 preliminary estimates from the U.S. Farm Bureau. They are also updated for this year. Preliminary employment estimates for April showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate increased slightly to 3.3% over last month, which is percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.2%. The state's labor force participation rate ticked down to 65.5% in April, while the national rate increased slightly to 62.6%, marking Wisconsin's participation rate 2.9 percentage points above the rest of the nation. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville will hold its 214th commencement Saturday. UW-Platteville Chancellor Dr. Tammy Vedovich will preside over three ceremonies in Williams Fieldhouse, where an estimated 900 students are expected to walk across the stage. The College of Business, Industry, Life Science, and Agriculture degree candidates will be recognized at 9 a.m. The College of Liberal Arts and Education, Associate Degree, and Master's Degree candidates will be recognized recognized at 12:30 p.m. The final ceremony of the day will recognize the College of Engineering, Mathematics, and Science degree candidates at 4 p.m. Seating at the ceremonies is limited to the graduates' guests. All ceremonies will be live streamed. You can find more details in the live stream link for the event at the uwplatteville.edu website. Well, it was certainly a stormy and windy day yesterday. The most significant storm activity was in Dodge County, where the sheriff's office asked residents of Juneau and Mayville to shelter in place after at least one tornado reportedly hit the area. The sheriff's office says one person was hospitalized in the aftermath of the storm, and minor injuries have been reported to emergency personnel. In central Wisconsin, the National Weather Service confirmed two tornado touchdowns last night in the Clark County cities of Loyal and Colby. Hail was also a problem, with reports around southern Wisconsin of quarter-size to golf ball-size hail pelting several communities. And there were communities in our area that did have hail as well for a brief time yesterday.